I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Some things, Yumi, in life are just better left simple.
I like that idea. Figs, for instance.
Yeah, don't, absolutely.
Just leave them. They're delicious on their
don't
own.
Don't mess around with them. Mm. And the same is true of mac and cheese.
We're going to have to unpack this. I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-minute food fix.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
So, Simon, simplicity is key with mac and cheese.
Look, I think so. It's such a lovely, easy, quick thing. That's the thing that people love about it, isn't it? I mean, a few years back, everyone was going mad for kind of fancifying their mac and cheese. And I say no to this, Yumi. I say no quite strongly.
Great. Yeah. Okay. When you say fancifying, what do you mean?
I mean, throwing ridiculous things into their mac and cheese, like lobster. I don't want the lobster in my mac and cheese.
No,
I'd like
to
eat the lobster separately if I wanted to eat lobster at all, but I don't really like lobster, but that's a separate point.
Right.
Or truffles. I don't know, why do I want
to... Oh, come on, that sounds pretty good.
No, I don't want a truffly mac and cheese. I just want mac and cheese.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Truffles can go over some other fresh pasta that we've cooked up and made delicious.
When you talk about mac and cheese, Simon, do you have a preferred pasta shape?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It would be macaroni.
So that is the small tube. It doesn't have a kink in it, does it? It's just a straight tube, isn't it?
I think it has a little elbow in it.
No, they're called elbows.
Are they called elbows here in Australia? Australia's ridiculous. I think normally macaroni would either be a tiny little tube or it would have a tiny little kink in it.
Okay, I'll pay that, sure.
Yeah. But yes, they would be those tiny little pastas and they soak up that sauce. They deliver that sauce. They're the vehicle for that sauce and they're perfect for
and
that
they
job.
Are enjoyable in your mouth too,
they
aren't they?
Because sometimes small is better.
Them. Yeah, and for kids as well. So when I think mac and cheese, I often think this is a really inclusive dish. Kids love it and adults, even if they aren't craving it or saying I must have the mac and cheese, when they see it and it's cooked and ready to go, they're like, yeah.
They go through it because it appeals to everybody, the kid inside of all of us. But yeah, don't mess with it. Don't make it luxe. Please don't do that. But there are a few things you really do want to do. Number one, get your cheese selection right. That's critically important. You want something sharp, like a sharp cheddar or a tasty cheese, maybe a bit of Gouda, Gruyere. These are all good. Cream cheese adds a nice bit of creaminess to it.
I've never done cream cheese. It works.
It does work. It's not bad. And even brie, like a really creamy brie, you just scoop it out from the inside of the skin and it works.
That's
brilliant.
Tell me that's not lux, scooping it out and leaving the rind behind.
It's not lux. We're not talking truffles. It's not camembert. I'm allowed that one. Come on, Yumi. And then parmesan over at the end of the before it goes in the oven is also great. So a sprinkle of grated parmesan just for that sharpness and that lovely colour and bubble. That's great.
Do you ever put breadcrumbs on top to make it crunchy?
You see, I love that.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think that's too bougie. I think that's just a really nice thing. Adds texture. That would be my second point there, Yumi. Yes, get your topping on. Breadcrumbs.
And when you add breadcrumbs, are you snobby about which breadcrumbs you use?
I would like to do something a bit myself here. And some sort of herbs or flavours. So it might be some dry bread that I have. I might pull it apart and toast it up if it's not already dry. Get some herbs in there too.
Maybe and run it through the whizzer?
Yeah, run it through the whizzer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you've made the breadcrumbs yourself. And then once they go on, does the cheese go on top or do you spray it with oil? Do you add any oil element to help it go crusty?
A little drizzle of oil over the top. I love a little drizzle of oil over the top. A little bit of that sprinkling of showering of parmesan comes in at that point too. Yes, absolutely. And where I would break from tradition is in the filling itself. If I was to do anything, I would maybe add a little bit of chopped tomato, fresh chopped tomato in the mac and cheese, just to break up the one-note flavour of a mac and cheese. Give me this. Or maybe a little bit of sweet potato that had been boiled up earlier. Nigella Lawson came up with that, not me. I wish I did.
That sounds delicious. I do want to leave everybody with the most basic B mac and cheese recipe. Okay, now don't hate me for this, Simon. Get your pasta, get some penne, get some macaroni, get some elbows, something that the kids are going to eat. Undercook it, so 1 minute less than the recommended cook time. And then once you've drained it and you've popped it back into that hot pot that's now empty, You unwrap 4 slices of plastic cheese.
You've just set all the hairs on the back of my neck off, you mean.
And 2 tablespoons of cold butter, and you stir that through gently. So you don't want to squash or crush or break the pasta, but you want to mix that through. And what will happen is the plastic cheese will melt, the butter will kind of emulsify the cheese, and then you've got an almost instant meal. And Simon, I know that you're rolling your eyes at me, but this is actually super, super delicious, and it has kept my children alive.
I'm only rolling my eyes because I'm wondering when I can get home to try that mac and cheese recipe, Uni.
Thank you, Simon. If you want to see pictures of the food that we're talking about, go to the 5 Minute Food Fix Instagram. There are pictures of Simon and I rolling our eyes as well there. I think if you go back in the feed, you'll see some of those. Please like and subscribe our podcast. We've got heaps of great stuff coming up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.